Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padgett in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Information from the Ionospheric Prediction Service, the Department of Radio and Space Service, the Australian Government Organisation in Sydney, New South Wales, advises that solar activity continues to remain at an extremely low level. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux is now down to about 70, that's 70, and the daily smooth sunspot number, that's the count, is down to about 2. So those figures are very low and suggests that high frequency propagation in the immediate future on semi-darkness or darkness paths on frequencies above about 10 megahertz, that's long-haul circuits worldwide, will not be very reliable. However, frequencies above about 10 megahertz on daylight paths will be somewhat more satisfactory. In the meantime, the 60 metre band here in Melbourne has been providing quite good reception during our pre-sunrise period. This is a sample of signals I noted recently between 1730 and 1800. 4750 China National Radio Network 1. Same program on 4800. And 4810 India, the station at Mumbai. Well, actually, the program is the Mumbai program, but the transmitter is actually at Bhopal. That's at 1730. 4820 Lhasa, the Xinjiang People's Broadcasting Station with its national program in Chinese. And the same station heard on another frequency, that's 4905 in Tibetan, and 4920 also in Tibetan. So three frequencies there for the transmitter at Lhasa in Tibet. Another frequency for China Radio International Network 1 is 4800. And the Tajik Radio broadcasting from Dushanbe with programs in the Tajik language heard on 4765. And 4885, very strong signal of the Echo of Hope transmitter station located at Seoul in South Korea with programs in Korean. 4930, the Voice of America from Botswana, broadcasting in English. 4950, another frequency for All India Radio, this time from Srinagar in Hindi. And 4965, the Voice of Hope Africa, with its transmitter at Lusaka in Zambia, noted with English. And 4980, the station at Urumqi in China, that's the Xinjiang Broadcasting Station with its programming in Uyghur. And another frequency for All India Radio, 5010, this time from the transmitter at Chennai. And 5040, another All India Radio frequency from Jaipur. So quite good reception in the 60 metre band, that's the 4 megahertz band here in Melbourne recently, at summary between 1730 and 1800. And the 49 metre band, some good signals also in the same time period, 1730 to 1800. They include 5845, the BBC from the Singapore relay station with its programs in Korean. And 5875, another frequency for the BBC, this time from the Yerevan, Armenia relay station with programs in 1000, that's 6000, station known as Adigayan Radio, broadcasting from a transmitting site at Krasnodar, with programs in the Adigayan dialect. 6140, China Radio International, in English, with transmissions from the Kashi transmitting site. And 6155, a station in Taiwan, broadcasting in Japanese, a politically based station known as Furusatu no Katsai, broadcasting to Asia. And 6175, another frequency for China Radio International, China National Radio Network 1, programs in Chinese. And right up at the top end of the 49 meter band, 6200, the station in Lhasa, the Iksang Broadcasting Station, broadcasting in Tibet. So those frequencies were for the 49 meter band between 1730 and 1800. I'd just like to remind listeners that you are tuned to the broadcast known as the Australian DX Report, produced from Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. Now we continue with something in the 41 metre band, the same time period as our previous items, 1730 to 1800. I include the following. 7560, a transmitter known as Radio Rainbow, broadcasting from Kishinev transmitting site, broadcasting in the Persian language. 7510, Far East Broadcasting Association, broadcasting in the Siltay language, that's S-I-L-T-E, the Siltay language, from Yerevan in Armenia. 7485, The Voice of America, from the Biblis relay station in Germany, with programs in Kurdish. 7400, China Radio International, broadcast in Swahili from the Xi'an transmitting station in China. 7370, Radio Romania International, with programs in Romanian, very good signal here in Melbourne. 7300, China Radio International, from the Kashi transmitting site in China, with broadcast in Arabic. 7240, Saudi Arabian Broadcasting Service, with programs in Persian. 7235, another frequency for China Radio International, with programming in English from the Kashi transmission site. And 7205, another China Radio International frequency, this time from Beijing, with programming in Esperanto. It's one of the few shortwave stations anywhere in the world currently broadcasting in that language. I believe the other station is Radio Havana, Cuba. So that was a summary of some signals noted in the 41 metre band here in Melbourne between 1730 and 1800. That's the 7 megahertz band, with quite good reception during our pre-sunrise period. Another frequency of note was 9525, 31 metres. This is the political station known as the Voice of Welt. I think that's how it's said, Welt, W-E-L-T, broadcasting in Arabic from the Usedom French relay station, and good signals here in Melbourne. So quite good reception here in Melbourne and Victoria recently as we move into our summer period, with a good transmission quality of many broadcasts in the pre-sunrise period on the 60, 49, 41 and 49 meter band and 31 meter band. There's some shortwave schedule news this time from our friends of the SWL DX Bulgaria online newsletter in Sofia. Transworld Radio India, noted from the Yerevan relay station in Armenia on 7550 between 1530 and 1600, with programming in English to Southern Asia. Transmitter 100 degrees antenna and 300 kilowatts power. and reception have reached beyond Australia, the station in Western Australia. 11905 between 1100 and 1130 on 11905 in Japanese to East Asia, transmitter 75 kilowatts and antenna 005 degrees. And also on 11945 between 1230 and 1300 to Southern Asia in English, very good reception in Bulgaria, 100 kilowatts and 310 degrees antenna. Bahrain, good reception noted in Bulgaria of Radio Bahrain on 9745 from morning, in the morning period in Bulgaria, that's 0615 onwards, to North and Middle East in Arabic. That's broadcasting in the national service. And Radio Bangladesh, noted in the 31 metre band on 9455 between 1315 and 1345 to Southern Asia in Nepali, 320 degrees antenna, 250 kilowatts and transmitter power. Another frequency for Bangladesh, 15505 between 1400 and 1430 to Western Asia in Urdu, 290 degrees antenna, 250 kilowatts power. And the station Transworld Radio Africa, the station that's broadcasting in Lingala and noted in Europe on 9940, that's the transmitter site at Manzini in Swaziland, 1905 to 1935 to Central Africa. Program continues to 2005, also with programs in Lingala, and transmitter is 100 kilowatts and the antenna is 343 degrees. Radio Nigeria Kaduna, this is a political broadcasting station using brokered facilities at Issoudun in France. The frequency 13840, 0900, 150 kilowatts and 170 degrees antenna in Hausa to West Africa. And also from Issoudun, another relay broadcast, this is Korean Broadcasting System World Radio, 2000 to 2100 on 5950 to Northwest Africa in French, and also to 2001, a little bit earlier, in the Tigrinya. And the German station, Evangelische Missions Gemeinden, via the Nauen Broadcasting Relay Station in Germany, 6055, broadcasting 1130 to 1200 in German, broadcast on Saturdays and Sundays to Central Europe, 125 kilowatts antenna, power and 222 degrees antenna. So those notes were from the SWLDX Bulgaria online newsletter, and we thank the organisers for passing on that information to use in our Australian DX report. Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Thank you.